Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Paige Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Mom? What's up?
Oh, wonderful, sweetie, on this beautiful, sunny, sultry, 93-degree afternoon. I am feeling wonderful, sweetie. Everything is going good. I think I'm going to go dip my toes in the pool, and everything is wonderful. What's going on your end?
Everything is really good. You know, of course, there was a Met Gala, which everyone loves, a lot of fashion going on, and we still have the Kendrick Lamar versus Drake beef that's still out there. But unfortunately, the Dallas Mavericks lost last night, so I don't know. Things aren't really looking so great for them, but it was only one game. You know, we'll see what happens, but that definitely wasn't a great game put on by the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay, in order, let me address everything. Zendaya, Lil Roach.
Well, Ma, we'll get into that a little bit.
Okay.
Go ahead. No.
Well, I was addressing it, and you go, Mom, wait.
No, because we're going to talk about this.
So Zendaya and Lil Roach killing it. The Mavericks, you'll have another opportunity. That was only game one. Kendrick, Drake, kissing makeup.
Well, maybe they'll do a song together.
All right.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe they'll do a beautiful collab. Okay.
You know something that I noticed, Ma, that we didn't do on the last episode, and some people mention it?
Oh, no. What did we overlook?
We forgot to do a toast for Cinco de Mayo.
I was so busy celebrating Cinco de Mayo, I forgot to mention it.
We did.
Okay, so let's lift our glasses to a belated and very merry, happy, wonderful Cinco de Mayo, although today is Cinco...
Okay, doesn't matter.
No, we won't say. Exactly. All right, salud.
Salud.
Delicious.
That's pretty good. Okay, Ma, I know you were dying to get into the Met Gala celebrations. Now, we know that Zendaya was co-chair, J-Lo and Chris Hemsworth all served as co-chair for this year's Met Gala. And you know what the theme was, right, Mom?
No, I don't. I thought it appeared to be flying fabulous. What was
okay.
it?
Okay, I guess that's always the theme. So it was Garden of Time.
Oh, wonderful.
So did you think everybody...
Whatever the hell that means.
Did you think everybody kind of hit the mark, or you think there was some misses with that? Now, you know,
hit and misses for sure.
You know, Chris Hemsworth, like you said, he always looks good, but I don't think he decided to dress for the theme. He just looked like he was wearing a regular suit.
Well, Chris, when you look like Chris Hemsworth, you can do that.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth could have came in that towel and diaper or t-shirt or whatever that was that Doja had on. Yeah, Chris could have showed up in that and he would have looked fabulous.
Oh, what you think about Doja's outfit?
There's another word that starts with an F that Doja look like, okay? So that's all I have to say. Doja, I know you want to have, you know, attention bestowed upon you. We all do. But Doja, you could have acted like you were still in the game, okay? You're not that fabulous that you can look good with your hair and body wrapped in a towel. You save that for home entertainment, okay? When you come out in the public, we want to see you in some fabulous fabrics, okay?
Well, she did have on a wet t-shirt gown.
Like I said, keep that for home entertainment,
and
Doja.
She walked outside with just a towel on. Yeah. Oh, God.
But how did she look?
It wasn't her best look. Even though I like Doja Cat, that was just maybe not her best look. We know that our girl Zendaya, we know that she's always stealing the show.
Killing it.
She had two, you know, lovely outfits to walk the red carpet. One outfit, her black gown, you know, was definitely over the top. But when you see the full gown, it looked better, right?
Oh,
when
you saw it on the stairs. Just fabulous.
And then I loved her one with the blue accents, and it was just... She just looked gorgeous. I really loved her clothes. Tyla, she looked nice. Tyla's was more like a nude color. I don't know if you cared about that one.
Yeah, no, she looked beautiful. A lot of people look beautiful. A lot of people look really, really beautiful. And then some people look like they maybe should have stayed home. Venus and Serena look very lovely.
They looked great.
I thought they looked really great.
J-Lo
does it right 99% of the time. J-Lo gets it right. You know, she looks fabulous all the time, J-Lo. I didn't like Ayo Adebisi. I didn't like Ayo's outfit. Very muted, very mundane. I wasn't feeling it. It wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. I don't think so.
No.
And you know what? And for all her wonderful talent, and so Cynthia Erivo, yeah. Cynthia, come on. Come on. The look is not repulsion, okay? Come on.
Yeah.
You know, come on. You know, what's cute is cute, but what is just odd and unattractive and strange looking, stop it. Okay?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling her outfit. I didn't particularly care for Ariana Grande's whole getup. I don't know what
Ariana, you're not actually cotton candy, okay? You're a real human being. You're not actually a piece of air and fluff. Okay, we want to see some real clothes from you. Yeah. And guess what, Ariana, a real hairdo too.
And you know what? You're also an adult too. You are over 30 years old now at this point. So we'd like to see her dress more womanly, I think.
Absolutely. And more like a real human.
Yeah.
Instead of flitting around like a piece of fluff. You know,
yes, Usher, who I always love, I don't even think he was on theme. He looked like he was going to a magic show.
Usher, you was given Phantom of the Opera,
right?
Okay, right. And we that's not who you are, no.
And Rita Ora and Tika Waititi, the director. wrong event again. They both, when one was naked. And that's another thing, Ma, I wanted to ask before we get into one other person who made a big impression at the Met Gala. Do you think it's too much nudity at the Met Gala? Do you think it takes away from the theme? And you know, I don't like too many clothes, but...
You see, well, yes and no. The thing about it is that, are you on theme? It can be very sheer and very bare and still be elegant and lovely. And then there's some things that's just naked for, shock value or whatever, which is no longer shocking anymore because people done showed everything. It ain't nothing else left to show. What you gonna show? We done seen every penis, vagina, ass crack. But, you know, what else are you gonna show? So you really need to just be very creative. It's all about being creative with it. And you can have things placed strategically that make it look lovely. It's all about the total theme. The most fabulous outfits I saw were outfits that weren't very nude. Right. You know, that I thought were very sexy and very appealing and very creative, and they weren't very nude.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so.
That's true. Okay, well, we have to talk about one of your favorite people, and that's a joke. Kim Kardashian and her tiny waist silver corset that she looked so uncomfortable walking down the red carpet. Like, it went viral because people were like, well, why are you wearing this? And she needed assistance. She seemed like she could not walk.
At the point that I saw her, she seemed like, I thought she might have had a couple of cocktails before she hit the red carpet because she looked like she couldn't walk. I'm like, what? Is she staggering in the dress? What's going on? It was very awkward. It was like she had a couple of missteps in there. I wasn't feeling anything she was doing, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, I understand. And since we're going to, you know, segue into that. Now, guys, we will give you our full report on Tom Brady's roast, which everyone is talking about. But one thing that came up that we will not see the unedited version, well, actually, you know, it was online, which was Kim Kardashian being booed at Tom Brady's roast. Now, Ma, Kevin Hart had to quiet the audience down. This is what we've heard, because they were booing her so strongly when she came up there to talk, I guess, to roast Tom Brady. So my question to you, was it out of pocket or on the money for people to boo her? And was it out of pocket or on the money for Netflix to edit the boos?
Okay, I have to say this. I don't know why they were booing her. Okay, in order for me to you know, respond to that, I'm not really sure.
Well, because they didn't want to see her up there.
Oh, just general dislike.
Yes.
Oh, I thought they were booing something she had said.
She hadn't said anything.
Oh, well, I guess they figured, why is she up there? I guess they figured, you know, like with everything, she's just sort of out of the way being up there, period. She really, you know, she really is not a comedian. Has she had a collaboration with Tom Brady or Kevin Hart? I mean, why was she up there?
I think they're friends. I think maybe her and Tom Brady are friends. I don't
know. Oh, well, I'm going to say if that's Tom Brady's friend, then they shouldn't have booed her. Because she can speak on her friend.
Well, you know, Kim is everybody's friend.
If she's just up there for being a hoe, then she didn't have any business up there.
Oh, God.
So I'm not sure why she was up there.
Well, I don't know. When we say hoe and friend, I don't know. You know,
it's kind of the
sometimes
they
go together.
Okay.
So.
Well, if she's just being a friendly hoe, that's all good.
And there's nothing wrong with being a hoe.
And even better to be a friendly hoe.
That's right.
So okay. I don't think they should have booed her either. No, that's why Netflix cut it out, because they thought it was very unwelcoming of the crowd.
Are we being sex positive, Ma?
Yes, I know I am.
Okay, all right. Someone else who wasn't happy with Tom Brady's roast was Ma. I don't know if you remember her, Shayana Jenkins, who is the former. Well, the fiance, I don't know if she was a former, the fiance of the late former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. She said, "It's sad that I'm trying to raise my children in such a cruel world." Apparently, they made some jokes regarding Aaron Hernandez, and she did not take too kindly to them. Like I said, we haven't heard them, so we'll give a full report on it. But was it out of pocket or on the money for her to even comment on that?
I'm not really sure what her motivation was, because everyone would make the presumption that if she heard them laughing about her fiancé and father of her child who, you know, supposedly committed suicide and so on and so forth.
And murder.
Right. Here's the thing. We would know that she would be offended. Now, why she felt she needed to say that is because maybe it was just on her heart. Maybe she just wants to be heard from. I'm not really sure. I don't see how she can elicit anything else from it. I don't see how she can get any money from it or anything from it. I don't know, because it was such a huge story and such a huge event. She might hear all sorts of comments about it. It was in the public domain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure what that could have been unless it was just on her heart. How did we get this information? Did anybody go ask her? Did anybody
interview her? I think it was on social media.
Posted it? She did,
she
right?
did, yeah.
Oh, well.
She was not happy. Listen, I don't think that she should comment on it. I feel for her child.
To what end? She's commenting on it to what end? What is she expecting to get?
Right, right.
I don't understand that.
Of course I feel for her child, but you know, someone else lost their life, you know, and they were, you know,
absolutely
seemingly innocent or whatever. They lost their life. So you know, I think she probably should stay out of it, you know? You saw it, turn it off if you don't want to watch it. That's all that I can say.
Right. But, I mean, for her to think that, what does she think? Somebody's going to hear her and say, okay, let's not make jokes about him? People make jokes all the time at other people's expenses.
Right.
All the time.
Yeah.
So, I'm not really too sure where she... And we understand that she wouldn't appreciate it. It sort of goes without saying.
Right.
It's almost a redundancy for her to actually say that when the whole world would know that.
Right. Right. Yeah. What do you think is off limits when you're roasting people, Ma?
Nah, not much. Not much. That's why they call it roast. They get ready to set fire to your arse.
How about children? Are children off limits?
Well, children should sort of be off limits all along.
Okay.
In general. Okay. Whoever doesn't have equal rights, who is unable and doesn't have equal rights to defend him or herself, we think of them as being off limits.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a broad stroke because, you know, then you would never make jokes about people who are deceased.
That's
and they
true.
Make jokes about people who are deceased all the time, you know. So, but children, I feel, should be off limits, but that's my own personal thing. But then let me tell you, if you introduce my children, then guess what? I'm coming for yours.
I'm coming for yours, yeah.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah, they, you gotta be
they
careful.
They should. I will not initiate it, but I will knock if you buck. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so can't wait to see the Tom Brady roast in its entirety, minus the booing of Kim. So we will give you an update on that on Sunday's episode, which will be Mother's Day.
Okay,
yay!
Wonderful. I've been celebrating Mother's Day for a long time now. It's since last year, really. Since I was in Hawaii, I've been celebrating Mother's Day. Oh, wonderful. I love it. Okay.
Okay, Ma, so let's talk about something that's a little bit more serious. The governor of New York, what's her name? Governor, is it Hochul or Hochul? Okay. Well, you know who the governor is of New York, right? She says that she regrets making an offhand remark that suggested black children in the Bronx do not know the word what the word computer means. Now, we know that she is a Democrat. So, anyway, she says, right now we have young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know these things. Now, she was being interviewed at a large business conference in California to discuss expanding economic opportunities and artificial intelligence for low-income communities. Now, what do you think about that, Ma? A lot of people were very upset with those remarks. Do you think that a lot of black children don't know what the word computer is? I don't think that is a very accurate statement.
No, I'm not exactly sure what point she was trying to make, but it was at least three things. It was racist.
Okay.
It was hyperbole, and it was lacking in compassion. Okay? Because I don't know if she was trying to get money for computers from somebody. Was it a fundraiser? I don't know what was her point. Why she was trying to make some sort of point that was lost a lot of its credibility because it was so extreme, it was so exaggerated. I'm not really exactly sure. And then clearly it was racial and racist. So I don't know what else to say for her. I you know, really just don't know what else to say for her. Should she have said it? Obviously not.
Yeah, you know what? I definitely think that she put her foot in her mouth. It was just really inappropriate for her to say, and then it came out so naturally. Listen, we all make mistakes. We give each other grace because, you know, I don't think that she is a racist, but I think she said a racist thing.
Yes.
And, you know, we'll see how things go moving forward with her. But I don't really know much about her background. You know, ever since everything with Cuomo, I really stopped following what was going on with her.
Right.
So, you know.
And she was really basically appointed as opposed to elected.
Exactly.
So that's a whole nother thing.
So, yeah. Not feeling it. Okay.
I don't think anybody is. Okay.
No, not at all. All right. I guess we should move on to somebody else who has been, he puts himself in the media, social media, that is 50 Cent. So 50 Cent has filed a lawsuit against his ex, Daphne Joy, whom he's been taunting amid her being named in the lawsuit against Diddy. Now, we talked about that before. Now, she decided, Daphne Joy went on Instagram and she said, Everything is a joke to you until our safety is compromised, which is happening now. You are wreaking real havoc, frenzy, and chaos onto people's lives. How would you feel if Sire was the one in handcuffs? For nothing. We moved to New York to give you the opportunity to be a father to your son, and you saw him 10 times out of the 2 years that we lived 1 mile away from you. I am tired of upholding and protecting an image to our son that you have never even earned. Let's put the real focus on your true evil actions of raping me and physically abusing me. You are no longer my oppressor, and my God will handle you from this point on. You have permanently damaged the last hope I had for you as a father to preserve our family with these last and final false claims made against me. You have broken our hearts for the last and final time. Now that is what Daphne said.
Okay.
Now, 50 Cent said, the most recent false and baseless accusations by Daphne Joy are clearly in response to my decision to seek sole custody of my son. My son Sire is my main priority, and keeping him in a safe environment is my only focus at this time. Now, my, and you know, so what are your thoughts on this? And he's suing her now for $1 million in damages.
Well, sure. He's got a counter suit. Okay.
Okay.
Karma. One word. K A R M A. Karma.
Okay.
You put it out there, 50. All that energy you give into taunting other individuals who are going through their own trials and tribulations. Guess what? Tend to your own garden. Your grass needs water. Okay? Mm-hmm. Tend to your own garden, 50. Okay? Because however all this works out, it's not going to be good for you.
And I also don't want to sit here and say that I don't ever believe another woman, but it seems very convenient for her to bring up these allegations after all these years. You know,
maybe she brought him up because he's so busy taunting other people. Maybe she's saying, well, you know what, damn it, I'm tired of hearing you act like you are without your record is so clean. Mm-hmm. You're above reproach. What about what you did to me that I kept quiet all these years? It could easily be.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Does it matter? You think everybody's telling the truth about Diddy? You think everybody's telling the truth?
No.
It don't have to be everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. It don't have to be everybody. Are some of them telling the truth? You know some of them are, mm-hmm. okay? You know some of them are also lying. Is she telling the truth? Guess what? Toss the coin. Maybe yes, maybe no. You can't go by, oh, it's been so much time. You got to go by, like you said, everything. Who's in the position of power? Is it worth it? Oh, my goodness. I got to dig up this one and do that. I got a child now. However it went. And then she mentioned, you know, she mentioned God. What part is religion? Just because maybe me and you may look at things differently, she mentioned God. She put God in the conversation. I probably would not have.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put God
but,
in. Yeah.
But listen,
yeah.
That doesn't mean... That means that's how she felt. You understand? So you don't know what reasons brought her to where she is. Don't defend anybody whom we don't know. Let's put it out there. Keep our minds open.
Oh, wow. Who's changing their tune?
Now, I'm not changing any tune because I've always felt that 50 need to shut the hell up and stop taunting people. I've been very consistent about that.
Listen.
I've always said... No, it doesn't even matter if somebody is telling the truth or not.
Mm-hmm.
When you go public with all these allegations,
well, you've been saying that. You've been saying that for a while, and that's just the thing. 50 Cent happens to only have, that we're aware of, two children. Okay,
two sons.
Yes, two sons.
One grown and one minor.
Right, and it's always a good thing to be very cautious and careful about who you decide to have children with. And so many people in particular in the entertainment business, don't really seem to care. There's that. Also, you need to stop talking about other people and taunting, like you said, Diddy or whoever else it is that you're taunting, because you're in a position where you have everything to lose and most people have nothing to lose. And so just be smart about that. You are a smart businessman. You've been very successful. There's many people who would like to, you know, grab a hold of some of your success.
You see, some people believe in kicking a man when he's down, and some people believe in kicking a man when he's up and can kick back. But no matter how you put it, when you have a whole lot of money, anybody will kick you.
But
anybody will take a shot at you when you have a money like 50.
Here's my thing. I don't, like I said, I don't know the story. Everything is alleged. We have no idea what's true and what's not true. I wouldn't think that 50 would do this because any, you know.
You wouldn't think he would do what?
I wouldn't think that he would rape her. I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. You mean, what if she just said no? What if she said, look, I'm not in the mood today, tonight.
No. Well, just, I got it.
That's you think totally you'd say, fine. Okay, I'll see you later, goodbye?
I don't know what he would do. But what I will say is
I don't think he beat her up and did anything like that to her.
No.
But he might have did what the hell he wanted to do that was convenient for him.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But what I don't understand is why 50 doesn't realize that somebody in
that
her position...
That he is vulnerable.
Right. Can fully step in and say whatever, and if it's true, why wouldn't she speak her truth after you have attacked her? You attacked the mother of your child. Whatever you want to say about her, you have a kid with her.
Right, you chose her.
Right.
You chose her for something.
I heard him say really bad things about her. I heard him say, oh, I wasn't really messing with her like that. Oh, you know, she was just going around with people. I'm like, well, you had a baby with her.
Right.
Well, why would you want your son to see that?
Right. And hear that.
Right. See and hear. Yeah. So I hope this gets resolved. I hope that the allegations against him aren't true.
And you know what?
I hope that he starts to respect people.
Right. And 50, come on, use your head. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You know, what is wrong with you? Stop taunting people. Stop gloating. Stop laughing at other people's misery. You know, that's not for you to make that decision, you know, about what they deserve. Let the legal system handle it, whatever. Don't you make a second career out of, you know, throwing shade and maligning people. Don't do it. And guess what? You'll find your fortune shrinking when people start suing you for slander and libel. Because you talk and write bad things about people. They'll come after you for both, for what you said and what you write.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So, but I mean, 50, you know that. I don't understand. You know that. Okay.
Okay, let's move on. You know, like I said, we hope everything gets resolved to Rudy Gobert. Now, I don't know if you know Rudy Gobert. Anyway, he is a NBA player. He's on the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Draymond Green had the nerve to criticize him. Now, why do you think he criticized Rudy Gobert? Rudy Gobert missed a game during the playoffs. The Minnesota Timberwolves happened to win that game. Why do you think Draymond Green criticized Rudy Gobert for missing the game?
I don't know why, daughter. Why?
Rudy Gobert decided that he wanted to attend the birth of his son.
Wow.
And Draymond gets thrown out.
Yeah, right.
And fights all the time.
And turns it out all the time and yes. Causes them to lose games sometime.
Well, this is what he said. He said, I was a little skeptical. He says, you know, starting the game off because Rudy was going to miss the game. I just felt like I'm a father of four. I love my kids and I love my wife, but she's going to have to hold off for me just a few more hours for a playoff game. You caused the Warriors a championship because you missed a game because you got thrown out and you were suspended a game for a game during the playoffs. Right. This was several years
ago. Which was totally within your control right. to prevent.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, was he out of pocket?
They're totally out of pocket. No way the hell out of pocket.
I can't believe he even said something like that. And this is this man's first child.
Draymond, have a seat. Go have a couple seats. Go ahead, Draymond. Nah, you're wrong right there. No.
Okay. Speaking in the, continuing in the lane of basketball, Shawnee, who is no longer Shawnee O'Neal, Shaquille's former wife, her name is Shawnee Henderson.
Yes.
She has a new book out called Undefeated, Changing the Rules and Winning on My Own Terms. She's going around, doing her press, and she's talking about how her divorce happened, how everything started, spiraling out of control, and how she, people were telling her that, that Shaquille maybe had a condo in Miami, and, started noticing that, Shaquille, wasn't home when he could have been home, and everything else was taken care of, everything was taken care of for them. And she also said that she wanted to stress that she's not blaming Shaquille, because they both could have done things better, and they both didn't have the tools that they needed in order to make the relationship last. She also said that when they finally broke up, because they broke up for a little while and they got back together, she didn't want any money from Shaquille. She decided that's when she started Basketball Wives.
Okay.
She said she wanted to be independent from him.
Wonderful.
Because she had gotten so used to everything that he was doing for her, she lost herself in him.
Yeah.
And she says that, we're good. Her and Shaquille are good now. And she says she's not trying to, throw him to the wolves. She says they both needed to go to therapy.
Right.
And so good, I like you, that. Shawnee. I think the way she's handled things was very classy. Shaquille went on Pivot and saying that it was all his fault.
Yeah.
He took ownership for it. And right. I think he feels like he fumbled. Even if they fumbled the bag.
Right.
Because Shawnee seems to be like a good, loyal woman.
Okay.
Love it, Shawnee. So good look for you.
So what are your thoughts on, spilling the beans on a past relationship? Is there a right way to do it, a wrong way to do it?
I like the classy way. If I'm going to talk about it, because people want to know. If I'm going to talk about it, I think I should own up to my part, too. It's usually both of us. It's usually not just one. It's usually both of us contributing. Okay. And both of us just sort of either shirking our duties completely or in part, I like it. I like it that way. I like what Shawnee said. We needed to do joint counseling. We needed, we both needed to handle things better than we did.
Yeah.
And I like that. And that's sort of the way I feel. That's sort of the way I, was about my first, I only had one divorce, about my divorce. Yeah. We both were, not spouse of the year or the decade or whatever. Yeah. We both could have used a lot more knowledge, patience, many things. So good.
I agree with that. I like the way she's handling it. She's handling it better than a lot of women that I see handle their, divorces and just past relationships. And I love that about her. She's always remained very classy. Even when everything was crumbling around her, she always maintained her composure.
Right. And I like that she used her skills and resources and so forth to create an independent space and wealth for herself. I love that. I think that has worked out very well.
Okay. I think I'm going to have to take a little toast. Well, it's not a toast. I have to take a little half a shot on this one about Travis Kelce.
Oh, what's going on with Travis?
Travis is fine, but just people are talking in the streets.
Okay, let's see what the street says.
All right,
after we take this sip.
Now, actress Jenna Kramer, you probably don't know her. She was on One Tree Hill, and she has a podcast, blah, 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 blah. Well, she really has a problem with Travis Kelce for Taylor Swift. she feels that Travis Kelce is always drunk when we see him all the time, and feels that that's having a bad effect on Taylor, and says he's always drunk. Every time I've seen a video, he's just always drunk. And Jana thinks that Taylor Swift is now following his lead. She's never seen Taylor drinking as much as she appears to be drinking now. They go on in the podcast, and they also said that they think that all of this is a big PR stunt, and that Travis is the one who is really benefiting from this. Do you agree with this? And I just point this out because this is, you know, some white actresses that are saying this. That's, I just pointed that out.
Well, I don't know what difference their color makes with the whole thing.
Well, because Travis seemed to, you know, seemed to date a lot of black women. No, I know what I'm saying.
No, I got you.
No, he seemed to date a lot of...
Oh, I understand your point.
Yeah, he seemed to date a lot of black women in the past. I'm sure he dated and slept with whomever. But he did a complete 180 with Taylor Swift, who is... very wealthy, exactly. Yes, nothing against Taylor, just seems that that wasn't necessarily his type. But I guess
so. Let me say this to you. Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Am I going to hell?
What did I say back? How many months ago when this started? I said even if they marry, what did I say? I thought the whole thing was.
I don't know.
You don't recall? I thought it was all about the Benjamins, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I said that from the beginning, and I'm saying it now. I don't know if they're always drunk. I don't know how many times she saw this person or how many times she's seen Taylor. When I saw them, it was appropriate for them to be drinking because it was a celebration. The last time I saw them, okay?
Okay.
And anytime I do see them, it's a party or of some sort or whatever, and they should be drinking. Now, I will say Travis was a little too drunk because they had to help him off the stage. He was getting ready to fall or whatever. But he's known to be extreme, you know, whatever. So he was, I guess he was so happy he just was, you know, out of control. But but whatever is the case, I don't think that, I don't know what she means, drinking too much or this or that. I don't even understand about that.
Well, I don't think she watches football that much. Right. He's not drunk when he's playing football.
He certainly is not, and that's probably when she sees him the most, and it's not even football season. She hasn't probably seen him since they won the Super Bowl maybe once or twice, and that probably was a party type situation. So, and Taylor works all the time, and she's never been known to show up drunk for her performances. So,
well,
I mean,
not all the time.
Well, she works a lot.
But she sees her people.
Well, she
year.
Works
she's
a lot.
Time
okay, when did this woman see her? Okay, how many times does this woman see
that
her?
That woman probably doesn't even know Taylor Swift.
Right. She doesn't.
She knows her as much as we know her.
Right. So I don't know about this whole allegation about drinking so much or this or that. I'm sure they get their drink on when they get ready to, but I think they handle their business appropriately when they need to. And who's benefiting from it? Well, they're both benefiting financially. They're both benefiting as a couple. They're both benefiting.
I don't,
but he
doesn't need him.
No, no, I didn't say she needed him.
She'll benefit from
no.
She's
benefiting
with.
As a couple. You know, she's enjoying him. She's having fun with him. If she wasn't having fun,
well, you mean
enjoying
sexually?
Him,
that's what
hello.
About.
If okay. she wasn't enjoying him, she wouldn't be with him.
Ooh,
so she's
know.
Having fun with him. Okay, please know that there would be no reason. There would be no reason at all. You know. So she's having her fun with him,
okay.
And I don't know how much he's benefiting. You know, emotionally or physically or sexually or however you want to say it. But we already know when they first started, you know, he started selling T-shirts off the hook. You know, his number, the value of his stock went up immensely. We already know that. That's quantifiable. We already know that. So I don't know what point this person thinks they were making. It's nothing ingenious, but these are how relationships have been going throughout the years when there's powerful people and money and fame and all this. This is how relationships have been going all the time. So what is her point? And if she's trying to tell Travis not to mess with Travis not to mess with Taylor, or Taylor not to mess with Travis Kelce, or anything like that, she needs to just mind her business and go ahead and do whatever she's doing.
Seems like she's trying to get Travis for herself.
And there's something she needs to just go ahead. Because, I mean, we can say what we want to say, but guess what? We have sense enough to know you don't tell no man and no woman who to do what they do with.
Oh, for sure. Okay. That's nobody's business.
There you go. That's it. That's right.
Right. Okay. And you know that I'm all for interracial relationships. Oh, wait. That's not an interracial relationship. Oops. My bad. Okay. Well, let's move on. All right, Ma. Oh, wait. No, let me talk about this one person before we get into our last segment. And that is Martin Lawrence, Ma. I don't know if you saw that Martin Lawrence is going to return to doing his stand-up comedy. So he is going to headline a national comedy tour, the first in 8 years. What are your thoughts on this?
I have one thought. Well, I have two thoughts.
Okay.
Thought number one.
Oh, Lord.
I love the Martin that I know.
Okay.
Okay. I hope to see glimmers of that Martin.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say. And if, in fact, he brings even an iota, a scintilla of that Martin to the stage, mm-hmm, I'll be happy.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because the last time that I've seen Martin, he didn't appear to have the same zest. He didn't seem to be as funny and quirky and just kooky and everything. He just seemed something was going on. So I'm like you. I'm not feeling it, but if he returns, no, I know you didn't say that. Okay. I'm saying that right now, I'm not feeling it. But if he's at least 10-20% of Martin Lawrence that we saw on the Martin show, then I'm in.
Okay. And see, the other thing, you know, inherent in what I was saying is the same thing, but also there's this piece that something is making you want to come back to do the stand-up. So I'm thinking it's that energy in you that we saw before, mm-hmm, that's making you want to come back and do stand-up.
Yeah. Well, I think so. Maybe.
Okay. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. So let's get into some summer remakes, reboots, and returning franchises. And just kind of wanted to get your opinion on if this is something that you're interested in seeing or not. Okay, so Kingdom of the Planets of the Apes comes out on May 10th, all right? So that's Friday. And William H. Macy and Kevin Durant, who I don't know who Kevin Durant is. Not Durant.
I understand.
So are you interested in seeing this? I think they've done too many of these.
No.
Short answer.
Nope.
Okay, Furiosa, a Mad Max Saga, which comes out May 24th, which stars, of course, Mr. Chris Hemsworth and Anya Taylor-Johnson. And that was Queen's Gambit woman. I like Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. I can see anything that he's in.
There you go.
So I'm, you know.
There you go. I'd watch it at home. I wouldn't go to the theater to see it, but at home.
Okay. Garfield movie. Now, let me tell you.
You mean Garfield the cat?
Yes, another Garfield movie coming out May 24th. And the voice is by Chris Pratt. Hell no.
Listen, I lost, Chris Pratt fell out of favor with me many years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay? I will not go see anything that he's in, and I will change the channel if it pops up on one of my streaming services.
Yeah.
Okay? Hell to the no. And I don't give a damn about Garfield the cat. So that's it.
Bad Boys Ride or Die comes out June 7th, and we know who's in that. We know it's Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. They also, this is the fifth Bad Boys. They said the fourth Bad Boys was not that good. I didn't watch it, but, you know, people are open to the fifth one.
Well, let's see. I'll give it a shot. That's on the streaming service, correct?
No, Ma.
In the movies?
It's in the movies.
I can't make it. I'm not going to be able to make that one.
Nah. I'm like you. If it comes when it comes on the streaming service, I'll tune in. I'm not going to the movies to see it. But I might go to the movies to see this one. A Quiet Place, Day One, June 28th. Now, this one is a prequel, and it stars our girl, Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay.
And one of the guys from Stranger Things, Joseph Quinn, the one that Doja Cat hit on.
Oh, okay. Is he of age yet? Because, you know.
Well, the person that she hit on is actually older than her.
Oh, okay.
She was trying to do it through a minor.
Oh, that's what it was. That's I know there was a kid involved some way, which made me look at Doja sideways. Right. But anyway.
She's like, Doja's actually 10 years older than that.
Okay. So now.
The person who she
tried. I didn't like the second Quiet Place.
Okay.
I didn't like it as much as I did the first. When you're talking about this John Krasinski thing,
correct.
Right? I didn't like the second one as well as the first one, but Lupita might draw me in. It might be, you know, because Lupita's pretty good. That might draw me in.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see it in the theater. I think we should see it in the theater.
Okay, well, you know, I'll go see it because that's my job, you know, for the podcast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. This will be on Netflix July 3rd.
And that's with Eddie?
That's Eddie.
Eddie's doing it?
Eddie's doing it.
You know what? I'll see Axel Foley.
I would have gone to the movies to see it.
I will see it.
I would have gone to the movies.
I will watch it. It is no way can it be as bad as Coming to America,
oh,
too.
Oh, God, that was
so
sad.
I will go see it.
Mm.
Okay.
Twisters, starring Glenn Powell. Now, he was in Top Gun Maverick. And Daisy Edgar Jones, you probably don't know her mom because she was in like one of the Star Wars movies. And then Anthony Ramos was in Hamilton.
Okay.
So that comes out July 19th.
Twister? Weather?
Twisters. Twister. Yeah, remember the original Twister?
Yeah, with Helen Hunt and somebody.
And Bill Paxton. I think he's passed. See,
yeah.
But,
okay.
Now, that might be date night because not necessarily my thing, but I know a special someone who loved the original.
Okay.
I don't know, what do you think?
Okay, yeah, well, it was pretty good. The original was pretty good.
You liked the original?
Yeah, it was exciting.
Okay, you liked it more than I did.
Yeah, it was a little bit exciting. I mean, I thought it was, you know, I had such low expectations of it. It didn't have to do much to be exciting to me.
Okay. Deadpool and Wolverine. And this stars Mr. Ryan Reynolds
and
Hugh Jackman.
You know, I love Hugh Jackman.
Okay. You don't like Ryan Reynolds?
I do, but I love Hugh Jackman above Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
And they're two different movies. They're not in competition, so it's okay.
Well, no, it's together.
Oh, they're together?
Yes.
Oh, it's a collab.
It's a collab.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They're in the same...
Two for one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay. I definitely will go see that.
Okay.
That will definitely be something else we can go see.
Yeah, good. Nice eye candy.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're both good in their
different ways. In
different ways. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. We have two more. Alien. And now this is starring the young lady who played Priscilla, Kaylee Spani. This is August 16th. Now they're doing another Alien movie.
Wait a minute, but you're not answering the obvious question. Is Sigourney Weaver attached to any of this?
I don't know. It appears that she's the, you know, person. That you know, the lead person. I have to do more research, but they didn't say the Sigourney Weaver.
Because you know the second Aliens was a monster. It was
But they had
good.
A lot of my they had a lot of Aliens movies. Remember? They
well,
had
yeah.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah, but I mean the one with her.
Yeah.
I mean she was original to the franchise.
So you would only see it if Sigourney Weaver was in it?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I thought it was so good.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was great too.
Yeah.
So I have to, I don't know. I kind of am a little bit interested in this though, because I did like the Aliens movie, but I didn't like the one with Winona Ryder. I thought that was not good. And I didn't like the one where Sigourney Weaver was like pregnant with an alien. Remember that one? I don't know.
Yes.
Is that the third one?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And finally, The Crows. And this one stars a Skarsgård, not our, what is our Skarsgård?
Alexander.
Not Alexander. This is Bill Skarsgård. Now, he did the It movies, Barbarian. He was in John Wick. He's very nice. He looks like Joe Burrow.
He's good looking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him in with John Wick. He was bad. He was a terrible villain.
I don't ever hardly see him play good.
Yeah. He's nice looking, but he plays characters. Bad. Yes.
I saw him with
my man Keanu.
Yeah.
Yes.
I may go see this one. Mm-hmm. But it's also sad.
Well,
because you think about the original Crow and what happened. And
Okay.
All right, Ma. So I need you to tell me three things that made you smile.
The sun, the stars, the moon. I'm going to give you a fourth. The beautiful weather.
Well, we just got a tornado watch, but okay. All right, so I'm going to go with Met Gala fashion, the NBA playoffs, and I was going to go with summer, but I don't know the way things are. But yeah, Ma, is there anything that you want to say before we go?
I want to tell everyone to please stay woke, watch what's going on around you, watch what's happening to our country. Please take the time to research, find out, and to care. Let's put our energy into saving our democracy if we value our quality of life. Stay woke and stay safe.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for always supporting us and listening to the Mambushi Happy Hour. Continue to follow us on whatever social media platform you love, whether it's X, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Threads or Facebook. Guys, we're putting the entire episodes of the Mambushi Happy Hour on YouTube at All Things Bijou. Subscribe to that channel so that you can listen to it there. We will be doing videos on there. We will let you know ASAP when we'll be doing the videos of our podcast so that you can look at us. And like I said, thank you guys so much for supporting us. We will be back soon for a special Mother's Day episode. Stay safe, like Ma always said, and be cool because it's getting hot here. We'll talk to you later. Bye! Bye.